Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Dad, are any of these movies good?
Worst episode ever.
I see a lot of films. I love all of them.
Your job is to rate movies on a scale from good to excellent.
Hated it.
Oh, goody, it's Friday. That means we get to talk about movies with Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway and co-host of the Movie Date podcast, with her weekly date, Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and co-host of the Movie Date podcast. Hi, you guys. I'm very jealous.
Hey, John. Hey, John. Jealous of what?
You have seen Inside Out. I have not seen Inside Out.
Indeed.
That's the big Pixar movie.
Today's your chance.
It's safe to come out of the house weekend in the movies. There's no dinosaurs. There's no earthquakes. And they're still in the theaters, but that's not the premiere. Let's start with Inside Out, Pixar movie. Let's hear a clip.
Riley, if you don't eat your dinner, you're not going to get any dessert.
Wait, did he just say we couldn't have dessert?
That's anger. Cares very deeply about things being fair.
So that's how you want to play it, old man? No dessert? Oh, sure. We'll eat our dinner right after you eat this.
Louis Black and Amy Poehler having an enormous amount of fun, it would seem. Sketch out the premise here, Raver.
Well, you've basically got two emotions there. It's Amy Poehler as joy, Louis Black as sadness.
Anger.
Okay.
Thank you.
Should I start over again?
No. Kristen, you get it. Kristen is always better with the premises.
But no, this is exactly what is happening in the head. They're always confusing each other, getting mad at each other, trying to outwit each other about whose emotions can override the other emotions inside of Riley. Riley's a little 10-year-old girl who's going through some major changes in her family life right now. They just relocated from Minnesota to San Francisco, and she's trying to be a happy girl, but she's very, very sad underneath it all, and we watch these emotions fighting it out.
To be precise, this is a movie that takes place in the mind of little Riley.
Yes, this is all in her mind. And you know what? I have to just say hats off to the girl who plays Sadness, this actress named Phyllis Smith. She's really terrific. She's really terrific. And the movie is very smart in some ways. The logic's confusing in others, where I didn't quite know what was happening. But all in all, I still enjoyed it, and I cried, which is a huge thing for me when I cry.
A.L. Scott said, kids who see this with their parents will be very disturbed by the fact that their parents will be crying during the last 20 minutes of the film. Rafer, what did you think?
I mean, I was really suspicious of this film when the trailers came out, because I kept thinking, well, how are we supposed to get involved with emotions? Emotions aren't really real. What's going to happen to an emotion inside a girl's head?
And you're a guy, so it's hard.
And I'm a guy. I completely agree. Not my territory, but... I just thought this film was marvelous. It's such a brilliant, brilliant idea, taking this extended metaphor, finding a way to make it work inside and also outside of the girl. You also get to see what's happening to her, her reactions, how she's dealing with life, what's happening to her in your school. I just thought this was like one of the best films I've seen in a long time. Wow. And probably one of the best Pixar films I've ever seen. It's fantastic.
I suspect that if this metaphor catches on, there's going to be a lot of changes in the language as some of the little one-liners of these characters work their way into sort of kid discussions. But number two movie, let's move on, Dope.
Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Malcolm Adekambi. I'm a straight-A student with nearly perfect SAT scores.
I play in a punk band with my friends, and I'm a 90s hip-hop geek. A bad day for most geeks would be being the butt of jokes. But when you live in the bottoms, a bad day could look like this.
Now, that's pretty much the premise of this movie. A bad neighborhood, but a geeky kid. How does it work, Kristen?
This is so original. This is so fun. This is so on point with contemporary America today. This is one of the best teen comedies I've ever seen.
I agree. It's a lot of fun. It is essentially just sort of a rowdy teen comedy, but the conversations about race and identity are what really make it fresh. And it's got some very funny, smart moments to it. I really enjoyed it a lot.
There are millions of people out there right now making plans to go to the movies because of those two raves. Thanks, guys. What's on the podcast, Kristen?
Well, for this week's movie therapy question, we have a listener who's sad that her dad is no longer around, and we're going to prescribe some movies to watch.
Are you licensed to do that?
We are non-licensed.
Only in our minds.
Therapy without a license from Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway and co-host of the Movie Date podcast with Rafer Guzman, who's also film critic for Newsday. Have a great weekend, guys.
You too, John.